The following is distributed by the Berean Call.
Welcome. You're listening to the audio version of the Berean Call newsletter. I'm Gary Carmichael. This month's feature article entitled "The Bible According to Hollywood 2 was written by and will be read by TBC Executive Director T.A. McMahon. And now, here's Tom.
Thanks, Gary. Here we go again. For those who may agree but are a little tired of my crying out for discernment regarding biblical movies, you have my apology in the midst of my growing concern. Nevertheless, I covet your prayers for our brothers and sisters in Christ and for the multiple millions of the lost who are being presented with a caricature of the biblical Son of God in yet another Hollywood translation of the Word of God. So what, some have asked. It gets people interested in Jesus and the Bible, and that's a good thing. Is it? Who is the Jesus that is capturing their attention? How close is the movie presentation to the biblical account? Does it make any difference? No matter how close a counterfeit $20 bill is to the real thing, it's still a fake. Legal issues and deception aside, it has no value as a currency. Yet someone who isn't aware that the bill is fake may be thrilled initially if he were to stumble upon a satchel of such 20s. The thrill would end quickly, however, when he tried to spend the bogus money. Although the analogy is a bit rough, it still brings to light some important issues. Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, who is the image of the invisible God and the one in whom dwells all the fullness of the Godhead, is not someone who should be portrayed, counterfeit would be more accurate, by a fallen, finite being, Christian or otherwise. Any such attempt will result in another Jesus, a false Christ. According to the Bible, all Christians who have been truly born again have a personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, and that relationship has, or should have, developed and matured by one's getting to know him through his word, through prayer, and through obedience to his teachings.